From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Georgia Farm Bureau Educational Leadership Conference made its return November 5th and 6th, giving participants equal doses of philosophy, technique, and fun at Augusta's Marriott Convention Center. Georgia Farm Bureau President Tom McCall told attendees it's important to get back to face-to-face advocacy for Georgia's farmers and invited them to the GFB convention this month. McCall thanked teachers, saying the future generation that y'all are looking after is going to protect what we do. The Federal Reserve Survey of Agricultural Credit Conditions shows farmland values rose in the third quarter this year. The value of non-irrigated cropland rose by at least 12% in all participating survey districts, with annual increases of more than 20% in some areas. Despite consistent concerns about the increasing cost of inputs, agricultural lenders expect farm income and credit conditions to remain strong through the end of the year, alongside higher commodity prices. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score issued a thank you to lawmakers for introducing the Defend the Blend Act into the House of Representatives. She says the act would offer some certainty in the marketplace, especially as we await the 2021 and 22 renewable volume obligations from the EPA. Score says retroactively changing RVO levels is completely unnecessary, adds uncertainty to the marketplace, and far exceeds the EPA's legal authority.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.